The Good, the Bad, and the Boucherian.
The Good, the Bad, and the Boucherian.
And folks, you're listening to The Good, the Bad, and the Boucherian.
So I think when I go to form two, I have an older brother who introduced me to Facebook. So I used to go to the cyber and say, so I used to just Facebook. It was newer then. And then, one day I followed him. He went to the cyber. He opened for me an account. And you know those times where I'm not that old, but yeah, those times, browsing per minute was like 10 cents. Uh-huh. Yeah, so at least we had like 20 bob where we managed to create an account, send requests to everyone in school, starting by their name. Because I used to call myself Monica Ulem Cute. Where? Before I changed myself. Monica Uma Smiles. Yani, hey, gosh, I had funny names. Monica Koradi. Anyway, I left.
It's your boy Billy, and we're back at you with another episode. Hope you guys are keeping well, keeping safe, and things are going well on your side as they are on mine. And I'm glad that I still have my voice even after shouting the whole soul fest. So today my guest in studio is Monica Oyugi, a quality assurance engineer and developer relations professional. She's passionate about helping businesses achieve outstanding success through the delivery of high quality products and services. She's excited to find a role that allows her to apply her skills in a dynamic, challenging environment and contribute to a positive work culture. In her previous roles, she has had the opportunity to build strong relations with customers, resulting in increased satisfaction ratings and repeat businesses. And as you can tell, she's a techist, and as an active member of the tech communities, she's committed to learning and growing while adding valuable assets to the tech ecosystem. And today we'll be talking a lot about her journey into tech, just starting from, you know, some of us didn't even know about tech when we were younger, and how she pivoted into that, what are the good, the bad, and some of the follies of being in the tech industry, what are some of her ambitions in the tech industry. And so, Monica, hi.
Hi. Hi, Billy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Yourself?
I'm good. How was your day?
I had quite a long day, but it's been successful. Of course, work things, because in my line of duty, I have to check on some things for software that's being built. Yeah.
So do you enjoy it?
I actually enjoy what I do.
Really? Uh-huh.
Yeah, I do.
Even with that, wait, let's first circle back to did little Nyar Oyugi know that this is what she'd want to be doing, with her life at this stage?
Uh-huh.
So give me context. Tell me about little Monica. What were her dreams, ambitions? What setting did she grow up in that informed some of her opinions, some of her, ambitions? Was she the typical high achiever, always number one? Was she the truant child, the one who the parents worried about? So tell me about little Nyar Oyugi.
My name is Nyar Oyugi, as Billy has mentioned. I'm over 25. That's the best I could describe. And my ambition has always been to build something in tech, which I'm not really sure up to now what I want to build. But what I'm sure of is that I will build, or I'll be part of something that will explore the world one day. Because good thing about my career is that we never, like now say we are done with this product, we keep on building and adding features and doing everything. And honestly, I've yet to work in my dream company. And one of the things that I really aspire to do is to do something that's impossible. You see, in a normal setup, we always know that men are the ones who are, no offense, yeah? Men are the ones who are born to do difficult tasks like engineering, software, any other difficult task or career that you call it. But now, I decided to come into this space to be a unique person and do whatever people thought it's impossible to do. Yeah. So what I'm seeing, where I'm seeing myself in future, this is the future, but where I'm seeing myself is in a space where, so a company like Google, well, the fun companies like Google, Facebook, Amazon, and Netflix, I have to work, like a must, that is a must. I must work in one of them. We have to make this thing. Yeah, I have to, like, this one is a sure bet that I'm telling you. I have to work in one of these companies. And one day we'll visit this podcast and say, okay, now she knows. Yeah.
She said it came to pass.
It has to. So there's this role at Google where, so one of the guests that I get, graduate. I don't know if I spell it right. This guy is literally smart. He listens to his podcast through the Diary of CEO and other platforms that he always speaks. And he's now 54. And what I like about this guy, he was super expert until he used to work for like ex-Google. Like you're part of Google, but now you work for, you are considered as an ex because you can't fit in. Like that company can't even afford you. That is what who Monica wants to become.
Hey,
I'm really inspired. That's interesting.
With that, how have you been able to keep the dream alive, especially for some of us where we're growing older and we feel that the older we get, the lesser ambitious we get, because we feel like in the past, some of the big dreams we had of changing the world and being certain people have not come to life, and now we're trying to resign to that fate that maybe we're just meant for to be just like everyone else who's just doing their grind and going home. So for you, how are you able to keep the dream alive and, you know, still be that ambitious and want to reach those positions, even though it's not, those positions sometimes are said to be not for all of us. So what gives you that drive?
Okay, first, I would say, well, people talk about ambitions, and I believe in that, because have a purpose in life. You know the when, how, and what you want to do. You need to focus on those three things. When do you want to do it? How do you want to do it? And when do you want to do it? Trust me, I think 2 years ago, I took a break to work on myself. Like, I quit dating. I quit hanging out with people.
Anyway, really? It's on record.
I was taking time to work on myself. And myself, to that, 80% of my career and then 20% of myself. Because we never stop working on ourselves. I mean, in a relationship, you meet someone, they show you something, you show them something. And then when you meet someone is when you realize, oh, so I can do this, I can do that. You see, so working on yourself will never stop. But I believe that I worked the 80% of it growing up until I was at a certain age. And then this 20% is something I feel like, how will I behave when I'm with these people? How will I behave when I find myself in this type of job market where people do this? How will I find myself if I fall under a diversity of people of different tribes, the way I've been doing? You see, those are the things I was looking at. So number one, have a passion of what you're doing. And then second one, find something that you'll not struggle doing. You just enjoy. Trust me, if you give me an application to do a QA, I'll really enjoy doing it because that is what I love. If you do something because of money, because you want to show people how intelligent you are, you want to show people how guru you are, trust me, you're lying to yourself. That's you. I don't care what people say or what people do, but I just want to do something that I enjoy and it will make a difference. So, like, for example, I'm a QA engineer. If you bring for me a product that's already built and it's supposed to be on the pilot stage, so my work is just to do the due diligence of this particular app or website. And so for me, I want to do it in a position where I'm comfortable and I'm sure I'm giving out these results so that these people are ready for production. So number one, that is something that I do. That is a passion. That is something that I love. And I'm not lying to anyone. I'm not doing it so that people may see. I'm doing it so that to drive the successful of this product, and it's something that I can do perfectly without struggle. Of course, I have to have a manager in my life who like helps me to show me the direction, figure out some mistakes here and there. But for me as a person, this is something that I do without struggling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting. So you launched a website, since you said not, it's not about the
Yeah, but you have to pay me.
You've said it's not
You
about the
have to
money.
pay me.
So you said it's not about the money.
Apana, it's a by the way for those who are coming up. Pesa iko, but they are trying to compare. Pesa iko. And software engineers are being paid more than, I won't call it that profession, but yeah, we're being paid
Yeah,
more.
that's true.
So,
Yes, that's
yeah, so
true.
pesa iko. Imagine, just find, I was going to talk about this later, but let me just say it. Just be a master in what you do. Trust me, you'll get the worth of what you want with what you do. If you do
Yes.
a good job, you'll be paid well. If you do a shoddy job, you'll never get opportunities, you'll get stuck. Well, I'm not saying that getting stuck is bad, but also getting stuck in a way that you feel I'm not good at this. Just be a master in what you do. In this field, you'll get what you want. Even that 10 million, you'll just get it.
I
Imagine.
remember growing up, software engineering wasn't something that we were to, like when we were having career day or something of the sort, what I told about software engineering, right? And then we get to about high school, and then we see that, software engineering is coming up, and everyone is like very excited, but still people are not too sure about it. So for you, tell me about that first, about your journey. Did you always know you want to be a software engineering engineer, or how did that come about? Like, were you those people, I want to be a doctor, and then Gafla Binvu, you grow up and things change.
Really, growing up, of course, we always wanted to be a surgeon. But
Yes.
no, after I think after primary school, you go to high school. I think form three, form four. Now when you have to choose the subjects, you realize, gosh, I can't be a surgeon anymore. Not
Yes.
because you can't, it's because you don't want you. I feel like honestly, we've all suffered in high school. Kwanza sana sana if you schooled in Nyanza, you at least better you went to the Alliance, you know. I schooled in Nyanza. I feel like number one, I used to shave my hair. Number two, we used to put on long skirts. Unless for the funkies, where I trend, you know, I had that one skirt that I used to put on funkies to show the boys that, hey, me, I'm the one. That one I had to, because it's part of life, you
Yes.
see. Because I was the best drumist, and I think I've shown you a video of that. I used to
Yes.
drum so well, like a set of drums, right? So if you go to funky, you need to show people who you are. But when in school, you also behave like a good girl. So you put on that long skirt, put on your tie, put on everything, just be disciplined.
Yes.
So I think when I go to form two, yeah, I have an older brother who introduced me to Facebook. So I used to go to the cyber and say, so I used to just Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. It was newer then. And then, yeah, one day I followed him. He went to the cyber, he opened for me an account. And you know those times where I'm not that old, but yeah, those times browsing per minute was like 10 cents. See? Yeah, so at least we had like 20 bob where we managed to create an account, send requests to everyone in school, starting by their name. Because I used to call myself Monica Ulem Cute. Where? Before I changed my name. I changed my name so Monica Uma Smiles. Yani, hey gosh, I had funny name. Monica Koradi. Anyway, I left Facebook. I quit because it's not my best social media. No offense. But I want to work at Facebook, by the way. Yeah, I want to
They've
work at
had
Facebook.
you. So,
Mark
hey.
Zuckerberg, I want to work for you and tell you why I quit Facebook. Anyway, fast forward. So I went back to school after interim and told my friends, yo, I'm in Facebook. So I started bragging. And then I think at around form three, I was appointed to represent the computer lab. And that I know made me more motive of how to interact with machines. Remember, the first time I ever interacted with these machines was in high school. Because, well, I'm glad that I went to a private school, but we had computers, but I wasn't even interested because I was like, what is this big thing? I don't even know how to turn it on. You see, shutting down. I didn't like struggling with them. I don't like struggling in life. If it works, yes, but it doesn't work, still okay. So I went
Yes.
with that mentality in high school. And then when I was in charge of the computer lab, I used to spend most of the time in the computer lab. If you don't
Yes.
have a lesson, if people are going for PE, if people are going for half term, because now half term is like 4 days, I have to come to Nairobi. And my dad was like, instead of you coming to Nairobi, that's like 2,500. Why don't you just stay in school and then I'll visit you and I'll give you the money then you eat? So it was a good choice for me. So I spent most of the time for the last 2 years in high school in the And then I advanced myself into Microsoft Access. Of course, did a computer till form four. And then my teacher used to give me A's, honestly. On computer, guy, math, I would be terrible in other subjects, but computer, Hey, I'll just get an A. I think that also gave me another motive of trying to do that. So I remember when you're selecting our subjects, I think that was before KCSE. So like five friends who were doing comp, tulichochana tukajiambia, so we just go and do this computer. You see, but then we
Kwani
used to sell ourselves
mimi?
at school. Alafu, oh, my demo likuwa light skin. So I don't know who's dark skin, but at least I have an ass kidogo. And then
Na
I
wewe ndo
looked good.
ponikaona cute.
Exactly. And then I was the first one to have a Facebook account in that class. So people respected me. So you feel that I'm among these brown babes. And then we are there. We are the people who work in the school computer, wakitanga tujui per subject, top 10, si tuko hapo. But computer tu, hizo zingine hatutaongelelea. Sorry for
Next
another day.
question.
Anyway. So, yeah, we chose subjects. Unajua hiyo time hakukuwa na soft engineering, I think. Kulikuwa na soft engineering applied science, but sasa tulichukua BBIT ama IT kitu kaya because we just wanted anything to do with IT. Kwanza tulikuwa hatuko tunataka jeko juu tulisikia kuna wanaume wengi. So we chose big universities like University of Nairobi because me I never wanted to school in Kenya. Hey, me I told my dad itabidi tumetafuta pesa. But now anyway, what happened happened. I completed that for myself in Kenya until last year. So I think yeah, and then there was an we had an English teacher who used to come to class with an iDEOS phone. I don't know if you know iDEOS. Yes, kitambo
Yes,
kabisa. It was
surely
one
I'm
of
not that young.
the Okay, sawa. So this guy used to come with the iDEOS phone, and then now when I want to call my dad, alikuwa anakuja anakwambia usiguze simu yake, anataka kuonyesha venye nafanya kazi. Unaona sasa ikilia mtu ana swipe hivi. So mimi niko na swipe left juu sijui hii ya green ni kureceive, hii ya red ni kukata. Hey, hiyo kitu nilitoa ushamba nikasema pana, I have to know how to build this. So ask this teacher, how comes you have a smartphone na si tuko na mabutton, na unajua kutumia, akaniambia if you want to achieve this, do software engineering. Imagine
Yes.
that thing clicked in my mind. Mimi, all along, I knew this is what I want to do all my life. That is where my eyes opened, and I'm like, I have to build this thing. You
Yes.
get? So then, yeah, after high school, instead of going to college, Mimi na kierere yangu, got some chuom in Isili and did web design. No web design, but that was a very good designer. I still design, but that time, Photoshop, Flash, nikonatengeneza animation. I have a lot of posters that I made. And then nikimaliza hii course, kumbe mi I thought it was a, unaona zile unaenda kufanya package after high school. So it was not a package. Kumbe it was a whole program for diploma for graphic and web design. Imagine I became a best student. Kai. See that thing, I got a job the same day. Like I graduated and got a job the same day.
Yes.
First salary, 10,000. 10,000 unaishi kwa mzae, you're not buying anything. Like that was my own money. And 10,000, then where? Okay, that was big. Also, I'm the one who used to call the babes after on every Friday. I'm the one who used to pay the bill. Because
Yes.
now, if you go to a club, you used to spend like 2,500 because everyone will come with the fare. But then I don't think Ubers were there. We used to use matatu. But as long as, oh, taxi, we used to use taxi. And from Tao to Isili, taxi was like 2,000, which was okay. You see? And when you're
Yes.
stuck, you just call your parents, you cry, and then they pay for you. I hope my dad
Hey,
will never
being a
listen to
girl,
this because,
where?
I used to cry. Daddy never come at all. My dad is like, I'm going and then he goes his way. Anyway, that is how he survived Nairobi. So, yeah. After doing that, imagine I got a job and then I've been working for, let's say, 6 years, all my life. Imagine. I never got a chance to like go back to school because now money, imagine from 10,000 to 30,000.
Yes.
After 30,000, you move to 53, 70. You see how my life started moving. And
Yes.
imagine under 25, I was earning 70 G's. That was under 25. So, hey man, I feel like then me, I feel like I had money. Not like today, but today. We talk about today next year. So yeah, then I had money. So this thing kept on making me feel inspired and like you can make money in this industry. So there's a time I lost my job because I used to work for the government and it was kind of an NGO. So I lost my job and then went to Moringa School to upskill because now what I knew was HTML, CSS. I never knew know all these frameworks and all other programming languages, the version control. Yeah. So yeah, I went to Moringa School, which really helped me, by the way. I feel like now my journey as a software engineer started after I attended Moringa School. it gave me a lot of impact and what I need to do in my path. The only thing that I could say I lacked was a mentor, somebody to guide me on what I was supposed to do. Because remember, my goal was to become an Android engineer. And yeah. Back then, I used to just go online, look for resources. Well, I made my tic-tac-toe. If anyone who is an Android engineer, I'm sure they've gone through this tic-tac-toe app where I made an application on my laptop. And then there's something called APK. It's like a file that you have it on your phone. You see when you're downloading an application from Play Store. The yes. developers upload something, a file that's called APK. No, you do not see it as that. You see it as the name, but as you upload it as an APK file. So I did this small APK file and had it on my phone. You know, I was so happy that I would manage to do things. You see, transformation from a laptop to a phone. But now it crashed my laptop. I had a very bad laptop then. So then I lost hope. Tried cybersecurity, installed Kali Linux, started running things. You see the way Akina Frazier and Brett Gamelli, they put their laptop, then some green things started running. I was so happy. And I used to show my mom and it's like, who's in Hakia Simu? See to Hakia TV. You see, because I was the only IT person in the house. Again, my computer crashed. So I left that computer, bought another machine, because now I was done. When I go to Moringa School, I think I bought my machine after Moringa School now. So when I went to Moringa School, and you see the way you, when you sleep and then you wake up from sleep, see the sun, it's just a beautiful day. You feel like it's going to be a good day. That is what Moringa did to me. I just felt like, no, this is another transformation in my life that I need to focus and work hard in it. But then in line of Moringa School, I met someone who was like really, really willing to like mentor me. He didn't tell me he wanted to mentor me, but whatever he was telling me, because he was my technical mentor in school. Mm-hmm. So first thing he told me, you're making too much noise on Twitter. I'd feel like you need to focus on your skills first so that when you make noise, people know that you make noise according to this. So hiyo kierere mingi ya Twitter nilipunguza kidogo. And yeah, I decided to focus on my skills. Then after that, continued working, work at the airport. So I've worked in different fields, which has also helped me diversify and know how different people approach different tasks in connected to IT.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think I've talked a lot. I don't know what else I'm supposed to say about my career.
But in regards to that, how important is it? Is it in your field, you see, and like, I feel like medicine where things are not dynamic, science remains the same science. So if you're to do someone sindano on the hand, it'll remain that way. You can't reinvent the wheel. But in your field, it's a very dynamic field. Like your space is very wide. So how do you keep tabs with everything that's going on at the same time in the world to still be on top of your game in the market?
I'll just go back to what I said, doing something you love. And then when you're starting, everybody will tell you this. When you're starting your career in software engineering, you'll get confused because software engineering has got back-end, front-end, Android, cloud, and cyber, networking, hardware. You see, all those things are considered as IT, right? But when you focus on software, you'll have to be a back-end engineer, people who create now APIs, and then the things that now you don't see. And then front-end, the things that you see. You see, and then now full stack is somebody who majors in all. Then you also have cybersecurity. So you will find yourself trying all these things until you find what you need to focus on. And that one will come in a way. For me, it came as something that I was doing without struggling. I tried developing this app with a certain programming language, and I felt that I feel comfortable. I don't struggle with it. You see, I don't know. There are foods that when you eat, you struggle eating, and you're like, I can't do this anymore, right? And then there are foods that when you eat, you would even want to cook it again. That is how it happened to me. So just find something that works for you as a person, that you don't struggle. And when you're doing it, you just feel like you want to do more and more and more, and you want to build things that, well, you have a purpose. Me, my purpose was to change the world through coding or building stuff that people will see and feel like, oh, so this thing is making a change or something.
Yes,
that's it.
And so even with that as well, let's talk about first the money aspect of all this, because I think I love how Jin client talking about money more openly than our parent generation, who were very, you know, money is such a taboo topic. So let's talk about that, and as well how new industry, you know, for a lot of our industries, there's a lot of gain, Right? So, guys, this is especially in the African mentality, we have a scarcity mentality where we feel if I give Monica this opportunity, then I lose the opportunity, even though I'm not the best suited for that opportunity. So, how is it in your field? Talk to me about all that.
So in terms of money, trust me, it depends. And if you talk to guys who you know and they tell you they earn this good money from software engineering, they didn't start yesterday. For others, it took them 2 years. Trust me, minimum is like 2 years. Just be good in what you do. There's a guy we started with, and he's far, like is above me. I can attest to that because he was better at what he does. I think I used to take my time doing things because I hadn't configured what I want to do. You get?
Yes.
And I would say that you just find something that works for you. Money will come, money will be there. As long as you do what you need to do and build something or get into a company that pays well and also do what's expected. Trust me, you'll get the money.
Yes.
In terms of gatekeeping, whether do you guys have gatekeeping in law? I'm just thinking. Okay,
Yes.
let's not talk about that.
But yeah, actually, yes. Now that you say that, yeah. Eh, what? Don't make me open up, Nyanza Kulia. But yeah, we have.
I think tutapata na coffee basi tuongejea hiyo.
Well,
Nimpishe Deni.
yes,
Yeah.
please. Finally.
So, some of the things that we should, in my career, I'll talk for my career. Some of
Yes.
the things that we need to do to stop gatekeeping is to just set realistic standards of the things that you want. Like for me, Bede, this year, I'll tell a story about this year. This year, I think, has been one of the toughest in a way in terms of job searching and just finding myself again into career. I always thought that I knew what I wanted, but again, there's this alarm that came and just rang and told me, yo, you need to restructure what you want and do ABCDZ. But I'm so grateful because in line of you lacking things, you also figure out something. So if you set up a realistic entry level job of what you want, if you want to focus on a certain stack, by stack I mean front end, back end, or full stack, or artificial intelligence, blockchain, IoT. You see, if you just set the realistic stuff that you want, you'll get the job that you want and also keep on practicing. And some of us learn in the job. If you want to apply as a junior, don't be afraid because once you get into a job market, you'll get other senior levels as long as you show them that you are capable of learning and your end goal is to help them build this product. Another is to discontinue your skills and knowledge of people in a very traditional background. Like, for example, you'll find that if you dismiss the skills that have been taught by these software engineers, you'll find that you like mimicking the other way of traditions. I don't know if I'm clear about that.
Please elucidate.
Okay. So, English.
Hey,
Dismissing
Nyaro
the
Yogi.
skills. Sorry, I'm from the left side. So dismissing these skills into a self-taught programmer could like make you transitions into other industry. So don't just focus on more of the traditional things and focus on the new skills. You see now, for example, let me give you an example. Sorry, I think most of the software engineers will understand this. In a language called Python, we have versions. There was version 1, version 2, and version 3. You see now the way these versions are keep on moving with these frameworks. You need to familiarize yourself so that you keep on going. You see, don't just focus on the tradition. If you build an application with version 1 of Python, I don't know we're at version 3. Even if you go to an interview and you're told to rerun this product with a version 3, trust me, chances of it failing is high. At times it won't, but you need to like familiarize yourself with what's in the industry? Why are these things? Why are these upgrades? Why do we need to polish? And then also creating a hostile and environment for people who are different. Yeah. But just trying to be is it empathy? Yeah, to be empathetic about your space, about the people you meet. Don't dismiss people, by the way. Me, honestly, I'll tell you for free. I found myself in a space. Imagine the way I am. So you know me. People dismiss
Yes.
me. And I don't even complain. Can I tell you why? because I know my worth. Maybe I'm not worth it to be with you guys, because maybe I'm built different, which is okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people will always dismiss you, but if you create that environment of empathy and you understand what people do, because I've met people who they just look so shoddy, but once you get to talk to them, you realize how intelligent they are and how impactful they can be in your life. So just try and accept people the way they are. If you find that the conversation is not going, just find a way to exit and quit, because it won't help you. You also need to look at your mental health in a way. Yeah?
Yes.
And then be supportive. Be supportive and diversify. I thank myself again, because I've traveled. I try to diversify, and trust me, I've learned a lot of things that I never thought I would do. Just go out of your way to do something different in line with your career, or just something different that you feel you can do extra. Yeah. And compromising in a way also helps. Then also be mindful of your own basis. With this, you can be aware of what to influence, what to talk about, and what to look in terms of your focus, what skills I want to master in, and everything. Yeah.
Yes.
Also, another thing that has really helped me, I've interacted with people who are, I could say, older than me in a way. That has really made me grow maturely faster. And also people who have been in this industry. Just go online, go to LinkedIn, look for this company, look at the people who work there, send that cold email. There are people who respond, and tell them, my name is so-and-so, I've seen you here. Just be, construct your email or your message in a way that if this person looks at it, they'll be able to answer. So just don't just say hello and then expect them to reply. Trust me, if you say hello, I won't reply. Or yo, how are you? I won't reply. That should be accompanied by what you want. Tell me who you are in a two paragraph sentence, what you want and why you texted me. For me, if it's a career thing and I know that you really want to grow, I'll be very confident and free to even have a call with you and guide you through what you want.
Yes. Yeah.
And then also talk to the recruiters and HR. You know, HR, so when you apply for a job, the recruiter gets it first. So talk to this recruiter, ask them, if I'm playing for this role, what do you always look at? Because there are auto-generated applications that reject CVs, right? So for you to let go even the first step of application, you need to have, your CV need to have strong words, or strong skills. Just have something that if the computer tries to run your resume, it won't just reject it immediately. So if you talk to these hiring managers, if you talk to these HR, or they look at, it really help you to improve your skills. That is how we can stop gatekeeping and be perfect in what you do. Yeah.
But again, circling back to something you mentioned earlier, you said do not dismiss people, right? We live in a culture that only tells us dress to impress, that tells us your first impressions matter. But in your space, you know, that I don't think that law applies, because you guys dress the way you want, very laid back environment. You don't have to dress the best. You can dress, you know, basically how tech bros and tech girls, I don't know how tech girls dress, but you know, you guys don't do the whole corporate
Texas.
Kind of vibe.
Texas.
So how do you, reconcile those realities where you're not supposed to dismiss people, but you're living in a structure where, you know, people just, dress the way they want. So how do you, reconcile those two with just understanding that, you know, in my space, I don't have to dress to impress. So how is it that, how do you make a good first impression? Yeah, Peru, that's the question I want to ask.
Okay, first, if you're somebody who, like, for example, Billy, if you called me for an interview today, I don't know what the interview is about. Yeah, I know what the interview is about, but I don't know whom I'm coming to meet. We've spoken on phone, you spoke on email, but the first impression that you make, if you're called for an interview at, let me give a place, the Pony Road, if you can, just take an Uber, just get some cash, take an Uber. Because now if you take a matatu, you'll walk up to Westlands. And then from Westlands to Peponi Road, your shoes will catch some dust. And once you arrive at the interview, these people will be like, oh no, trust me, you'll be dismissed. So first things first, you need to be smart. If you know how to drive, imagine you can just fake it. Just ask for your friend, the car, drive it to the interview so that they see. we should not pay this person less than this, because now if you pay them less, how will they fuel this car? They'll not know that that is not your car. At times I feel like this faking it really makes sense in a way. Also, you also need to to know why you're doing that. Yeah, so just be smart and impress people with your dress code, with how you talk. You know, you could be talking so politely on the email, but then when you meet in person, you're kind of a different person. Try to reflect that. There's a way you can just fake it until you make it, you see, and just try to be humble. And I think you've never met me outside my tech event, because yo, we dress up, we put on those short dresses. We're not just here for the t-shirts and whatever. Yeah, we don't dress up for other events. Yeah, so how you dress, how you think, how you talk, and how you associate with people, that will really give you a high value on who you meet and where. Yeah, basically that.
Interesting. And then as well,
just kill. Yeah,
and with that as well, you talked about mentors. So how's the mentorship space, especially for women? I remember reading a thread that a friend of mine did, because she's also in tech, talking about how, especially in your field, that now, because of course, a lot of men now, the ones who are senior, because now women are now taking their space in the role, are disguising themselves as mentors, but then they are predators. So they ask, you know, they start by trying to teach you one or two things, and then that leads to private meetups, you know, out of office meetups, and you know the stories. So how has it been being a woman in that space, and how would younger girls coming after you about, you know, spotting some of these red flags with potential mentors who they think, wow, this person can be such a good mentor, and then kwa ground this person is very different? Maybe a story. Hey. Clearly you have a story.
I'm sorry, I'll not regret, because this is what happens. So yes. If you're getting, well, my mentor is a male, and trust me, this guy has never gone beyond of telling me, can we meet in my house or anything. He has never. And we always meet in Westlands. Like, Westlands is close to where I live. It's far from where he lives, and he can drive his car. He uses his own fuel just to come and listen to me. So get somebody like that. I think from this guy, I've learned that this is someone who's really genuinely, really wants to help you. Yo, I've gone for dates with, can I call them big people? Because they have titles in X companies. Sorry, I won't mention. These people, once they take you for a date, in your honest mind, you feel like, I'm here to be challenged. I'm here to be told on how I should polish my resume. I'm here to be told how I can apply to your company. But now the start telling is that, I feel like I'm falling for you. I feel like when I saw you the first day, my heart just bumped. And I'm like, gosh. Hey, Billy, if you ever take me to a date, I'll eat that food and even pack. I'll talk to you and go. I don't care. Sorry, I've done that. I'm saying that broadly, because you deserve that. You deserve a fuck you, please. Yeah, because you're horrible.
Uh-huh.
We were talking so well, and we were meeting for that specific purpose. Where on earth did you start telling me how you like me? I understand. Yes, you do, but why? Why? There are 1,000 females in this world. Even if you check, even if you get outside here, go to any club, you'll find pretty women. So I feel like I don't belong to that crew. So you can find anyone you want. If you don't want to help me in my career, please go. Because as a person, I've met good people who are ready to guide me, who are ready to, like, help me grow my career. So if you don't find that person in any, whether a woman or a man, please just know you're not in a safe space. You get. And then, you're generally die. So another thing is imposter syndrome that people get to have. The feeling of you feel like there are people or there's someone who is doing better than what you have. You feel like less of yourself. So this thing, you'll never overcome it. Until now, I still experience imposter syndrome. But what you need to do is just be aware of what you want. Be aware of the kind of space that you will be, and get someone who defeats you so that they can be able to show you how they do their stuff. people perform magic outside here when it comes to tech. So if you're not afraid of being stupid, by being stupid, I mean get aligned and always accept corrections if need be. There are always people who just want to make us feel less of ourselves, which, of course, don't accept that. Yeah, get someone who is, again, genuine to help you overcome that. Well, you'll never overcome it, but the level will kind of reduce in a way. And then if you're a woman, I don't know, at some point, I can probably say this, not every woman will support the other woman. I don't know why. Me, most of my friends are not even women. They are male. It's because if I find a genuine person who's ready to help me, trust me, they'll go out of their way. Of course, they have a hidden agenda. But before you figure up, oh, me, you'll have helped me and I don't care. And then I go. So what? It's new life. So, me, I'm being honest. If we started on a wrong note telling me you need to help me, well, if something happens, we feel like we need to go outside the box and do this, and we feel like this thing can continue, trust me, I'll be open to that. But now we were like this, and then you want to force it. Please don't force it. Because I would love if I initiated, because now I'm a woman. I feel like you helped me now. We need to take this thing to another level. We were in class 6, now we need to go to class 8. You see? I feel like I want to repeat class 6. Please just go and repeat class 6. I'll get another teacher to come and help me to figure class 8.
Yes.
Another thing about mentorship, I would advocate for people to attend tech events. It's not for everyone, but there are those people that we call bedroom developers who like hiding themselves. And I think they're the best developers I've ever had. People don't go for tech meetups because I would call them the people who know what they're doing. And most of them are introverts. They just don't like people in their spaces. They do a lot of things, and I respect that. But I feel like you're somebody like me. I learn more by interacting with people and getting to learn from other people. If I need to learn something right now, I'll get someone who's good at it. Once they give me their 2-hour session, trust me, when I go back to documentation, I'll be a perfect person. That is how I learn. Because I'm not this person who I can't, it's difficult for me. It will take me time to grasp something by myself. So if you feel like you're that kind of a person, go for these meetups. Just identify which one you want. Also, don't perambulate in all of them. Get your stack, meet someone. Of course, there are also some people who are gatekeeping again in this ecosystem, in the space for the tech communities. So just get someone whom you feel, ask around, do you feel like that person codes? How do you see? And then when you check on the tech Twitter, there are also people who have mentored people. So Dosana, if you want a good mentor, please get a bedroom developer. These people will guide you more than the people who even make noise in this public. Because the people who just talk and they can't show you the code. That is an advice I would give anyone. If that doesn't work for you, no offense, I'm sorry, you'll have to figure out what you want. There's Google, there's everything. There's Code Academy, Udacity, there's LinkedIn Learning. They made me advocate for LinkedIn Learning. I pay LinkedIn premium, and the amount of knowledge I get from LinkedIn Learning is very good. Very good for me. It works. It's like simple, generated. It's slow. Like you watch a video with the text. You see, that's the kind of learning I want, and it makes me feel understand. There are people who, when they read a documentation, they understand so fast, and we are different. So just find the best form of learning on how you consume content, and then that one will work for you. Mentors, again, will spoil us. Mentors will give us pressure. Mentors will tell us a lot of things again on the other side. So you just need to be aware of who you are and who you want to talk to. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So even as you wind up, what do you think you'd tell someone who is struggling to get into this space, who would love to be like Nyaro Yugi, but is feeling like they don't have the right networks, they don't have people skills? What would you advise them?
Please don't be like me. Part of my life is not good, and part of it is good. Yeah, what you see is not what you get. But anyway, if you really want to get into this space and you feel like this is what you want, I think I've talked about this when you are starting. Just find something that works for you. Be a master in it. Please take time to learn it. Take time, to build it. For me right now, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Trust me, I know what I want in my career. Wanted.
Yes.
Yeah. Trust me, if you do something that you're not struggling with and something that's bringing you income, for me, I feel like that is something that works. Whether it's music,
Yes.
trust me, whether it's music, whether it's going to court, whether it's acting, you enjoy acting, you get money from it, whether it's podcasts, please go for it, do that thing, and always be aware of yourself. And another thing that I will tell you, this is out of topic, but if you're trying to build your career, I would advise you to focus much on yourself. And when you get into a relationship while building your career, trust me, get confused. I'm not lying about this from experience. Take time, build that career. These people are there. If you are a man, you're trying to get into a career, a woman will confuse you so bad. You'll even forget some things and vice versa. You see?
Kumbe I knew. Kumbe likuwa nimejua.
That is my opinion. No offense.
Uh-huh.
So again, if you... What was I even saying? Oh, yeah. Focus
so
on
you,
your career.
When is the right time to get now a partner?
No. Let me finish first. Let me finish
now,
first.
You
I'm not a therapist,
please.
Billy.
But
Billy, I'm not a therapist. Let me finish.
No,
my
but
statement.
Now I'm saying on the line where I'm sure a lot of guys have come to you saying you have intimidated them with their achievements. So how do you go about
no.
that?
No, let me finish. I'm coming to that.
Okay, finish.
So
then we'll come back to that.
If
uh-huh.
dating and figuring out your career is not even bad. I think for me, I wasn't aware of, you see, Billy, when you meet someone, you really want to get to know them, you get into their space. I could say you'll try and lose yourself to please them. I think that is what I did while I was starting. And I realized that, oh, so this person is moving forward and I'm kind of stuck. So if you're that kind of a person who feels will lose themselves with someone, work on yours first. By the time they come, you're in a place where you can't go back. You see, but if you're starting, you're struggling to figure out ABCDZ, please focus on it first. There are so many handsome men who are not born who are willing to marry you. Don't worry about age. Don't worry. Gosh, we've seen women who have kids who've been in happily ever after marriages. So don't ever rush at you want to get married before 23. Ah, please. Work on your career so that when this person comes to you, they'll feel so proud in what you do. Because me, I'll just advocate for you to make men feel intimidated. I would, by the way. But I've never done that to someone personally. I've never made someone feel intimidated I haven't just
not
me.
You
I
making
haven't.
Them feel intimidated, but them themselves in their insecurity have just felt, wow, Monique is being so much tenda kumwambia nini.
So,
Monique
so
is flying from country to country, what na mimi hata hii county sijatoka.
Hiyo ni shauri yao. There's a guy who told me that where can I now take you for a holiday? Because you've gone to Europe 3 times. Where, like, mini me, ata hapa East Africa, nimeenda, so tunipeleka holiday wapi? Mini US to sijaenda, so ukitaka holiday kwanza, please, take to US.
Listeners wamesikia.
No, like, for real, no, sisemi kubaya, like, kama, okay, siyezi mind kupelekwa ata Mombasa, me as long as the day we have a good time, siyezi mind.
Yes.
But, also as a man, never feel intimidated. Ama demu wasikushtue. Wasikushtue sana. It's part of their life and it's part of them growing up and trying to set boundaries for themselves. Because, hey, somebody like me, you see, you was telling me at TCGU wezi ni date juniko hivo. Kuna watu wenye wana penya, imagine. Nika exam. Unaona ningomo, like, kuna watu wana penya, but 90%. So, usiogope. Usiogope. Unaweza pita mtihani. Usikuja mtihani kama unasoma. Unafaa kusoma kidogo ndio upite mtihani. You get what I mean? Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Tafakari
hayo.
You've
reached
yeah,
in your life.
Yeah.
Are you ready to accept someone? Are you feel like you've passed that barrier where you're now focusing on your career, now you've reached that stability where you're now ready to explore something with someone?
Well, I would say maneno ni mingi. Maneno ni mingi, but I don't have a ring in
na
my hand.
Nima?
So. Akuna masama chache. We have a lot of time, please. No. We have a lot of time, Billy. I don't have a ring on my hand, and vitu ni mingi. So don't worry. Please don't ask the next question.
Listeners, mami. Yeah. Maybe official proposal, but sawa. Umesema nisiulize. Anyway, we'll talk over our coffee.
Unajua, if suppose I have someone right now anaweza niacha aseme, yani yule ndo kusema uko ili ko single. But anyway, it's part of life. As long as ladies, as long as you don't have a ring on your hand, well, you're not single, but yeah, you're not married. So I'm not married. I can't talk about the other things.
Can he fight
Please edit this part.
anyway? Yeah, let
Please
it
edit
out.
this first. This part. Oh,
No,
please
let
don't.
it
It's okay. People need to know. People need to know. Let me tell you something. Let me talk about it. I'd love to tell someone
Yes.
to take a risk, book that flight, buy that ticket, book that hotel. Please go. Go, and go. That thing will change your life. Billy, let me tell you something. First time I went to Europe, do you know I landed and gosh, I cried. Can't tell you why. I couldn't believe I used my own money to book a flight and went to Europe. I was like, God, thank you. I was just
Yes.
happy. I was just happy. And I feel like I forgot everyone in Kenya. Living another life only to realize that I was only there for a few days and then came back.
Si tuko hapo utarudi tu.
Yeah,
Ukarudi.
utarudi too. Yeah, but yeah, please, I can travel, even if you're an introvert, travel because you learn more. You learn more. You know these things. Even living in that, you see, if you're living in that space where you've locked yourself, go for concert. If you feel like you're this person who loves Black and Rain, this live concert, go dance, do anything, meet people, get to know how other people think. If you just enclose yourself in an environment, trust me, you'll never grow. You'll never grow, no matter how smart you are. You'll never grow. Just to get to
Yes.
know how even people, how stupid people talk. Because you're smart, get to know how stupid. If you feel like you, well, no one tells themselves they're stupid, but there's a level of intelligence that you all have. So you feel like you need to grow, go to a space where you feel. You see, imagine Billy, me, I leave the house and even go to social house just to take breakfast. Why? Because I want to meet people. I want to see how. Actually, that is what I do every week. This is something that I've set for myself. Every week, I have to go to a place, eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Just take yourself
Yeah.
somewhere. Do something extraordinary. Hata kama ni kupanda matatu, take that matatu to Lavington, social house. Tea is like 400 shillings. Go drink it pole pole with the laptop. Work. And then after 2 hours, you leave. Go to the house. Trust me, you would have changed
Yes.
something about yourself.
True.
Go to News
And
Cafe,
from
Sarit. Pork ribs and chips is just 1,400. If you can afford, go eat it. Go to Barista. Drink even their coffee. Go to Brugge. Get to eat even their chipo. Only it's just like 800. Yeah, please just do extraordinary things. Love yourself. I take myself dates every month. Every month I have to take myself on a date. Not that I'm desperate, just talk to myself to figure out because I have goals. And then something very interesting. I wish this was a video I would have shown everyone. But I took an initiative of this year. I have a 52-week plan where every week I write something good that has happened. So I have these sticky notes. In a week, I feel like I would fill one sticky note because there are weeks that maybe nothing good has happened. There are days that I've gotten offers. There are days that I've done amazing interviews. There are days that I feel like somebody visited me and gave me something. There are days like today now. Remember when I organized my VIP event? That was a very successful thing for me. So I wrote it down. So week one,
Yes.
from Sunday to Sunday, always. So we are at week, I think we're at week 43. So always keep on
Yes.
record of this. And then at the end of the year, I'll just unfold them one by one. And remember what amazing stuff have happened in my life. Because there are a lot of bad things that happen, and you do want to remember the bad things. So for me, I feel like taking this thing and writing all these good things that have happened, they've really made me feel so happy about
Yes.
myself. Yeah.
And just to respond to that, one is on the th what you said earlier. Someone I've had this conversation a lot with people who've traveled, and they told me just as you said, traveling opens your mind to different realities that you're not aware of, and just opens your mind to the possibilities that you can achieve. The same way, even earlier in the podcast, you mentioned that one day you want to work at Fang. Probably the people who just need that exposure to know that it's possible that even us can, even just the boy from Nyanza can work at Fang, Who says it's not
Yeah.
possible? And two is just on what you said last. I was reading my devotional and just talking about how the spirit of gratitude works and how people who are more grateful tend to experience happier lives. And so for you, even just writing the things you're grateful for on a weekly basis, I'm sure you can see the differences it has made in your life, where you are more appreciative and more, of the things you've been able to achieve.
Yeah, so just back to my, I don't know why you want me to repeat all these things. Diversifying is good because meeting people and going to new places, for me, it opens my mind. I don't know how it works for other people. And being in an environment where, a different environment where you're not with the people that are used to, you're not with family, you're not with friends, you're not with your spouse, you're not with your beloved cousin, it really makes me open up about things and exploring. Yeah, just that.
Yes. So with that said, I'll let the listeners tweet at us the Bushiran Pod, follow us at the good, the bad, and the Bushiran, and tell us all the things they loved about this episode. Have a lovely week ahead, folks, and cheers.